Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Leads customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now, on to our show with your host, Peter Mingle.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You are listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. And again, my name is Peter Mingles. Sounds like Pringles, but it's with an M-I-N-G-I-L-S for those people that want to learn how to spell it. If you go to buildingfortunesradio.com, you'll see that we have been expanding our shows like crazy. So every week we're adding more and more and more, and therefore we are archiving more and more and more. And today's special segment is on the Humongous Ad Network. Now, this is going to be a little bit of a different radio show relative to the Humongous Ad Network, because I'm going to be speaking about the Humongous Ad Network in the perspective of those of you who are the true entrepreneurs that really kind of get it and could see the potential of when you're blending the different products that we have over at PM Marketing together, how they could use the Humongous Ad Network in combination with the Building Fortunes radio shows to really have an integrated marketing practice or integrated marketing principles to give yourself an unfair advantage. So, let's start at the beginning. PM Marketing is my company. We've run my company for over 18 years. I wanted to see if I could do one on my own and see if I could make it. And I guess, at least from the perspective of being around long enough, we've succeeded. We've had good years. We've had bad years. We've had things that go on. Anybody who's an entrepreneur probably understands that they soothe themselves that say there's a seed of an equivalent benefit in every level of adversity. We've had people die that worked with us. Most of them never leave. A few of them get fired. But the reality is that it's tough to run your own business. I work from when I wake up to when I go to bed, or when I wake up to when I pass out, and time freedom I knew I would be sacrificing in the nature of this type of business. So all this is self-inflicted, and of course, by design. So not that I wanted it this way, but when we first got started, there was really no internet. And then this thing called the internet got started. And as a result of the internet get started, I figured that, well, wait a minute, this isn't going to be like a chia pet. It's going to be around for a while. It's not a passing fad like a pet rock or anything else like that, a Cabbage Patch doll. It's going to be something that's probably going to be around for a while, but it's going to give us, you know, like Spider-Man, with awesome power comes great responsibility or something like that. So I wanted to learn it. So we did. And the best way we possibly could, and keep my people skills up as well. So we developed websites and automated email delivery systems and learned how to host different things. I never forgot the very first decision that I had to make relative to increasing my expenses was hosting a website. How much is that going to be? $15 a month. Remember those days where you could kind of share a hosted site or a hosted server, things like that? $15 a month. And then we got a little bit bigger. Somebody said to me, you're going to need more space. How much is that going to be? $60 a month. Oh, do I wish I had those types of expenses that I had to even worry about. Because the bigger your business grows, those expenses just push digits to the left of the decimal point. So now we spend on bandwidth more than most people would spend if they were paying the mortgage of a block of homes. At least it feels that way sometimes. So anyway, so the reality was is that we expanded our business to have an automated email delivery system, lots of servers all over the place, and expanded it with customer support, different product lines, call centers, this, that, and everything else I could throw in the pile. And as a result of that, I don't sleep because I'm always learning something new or managing a spinning plate. And I am the type of person that by design likes to inspect what I expect, which gives me the challenges associated with finding all the mistakes and inspecting what I expect, especially in technology world. What was working yesterday is probably not going to work tomorrow based on all the different configurations, the devices, the browsers, the operating systems, the updates, all of that sort of stuff. So not an easy thing to get into if you're looking for time freedom. But I accepted that because I wanted to see if I could. One of the things we built was our humongous ad network. And that was almost like a dream come true of sorts, because I wanted something that would allow me to be the matchmaker, the networker that I've always been. I've always been able to put people together, and I always wanted that platform. So regardless of whatever I was doing, if I met another entrepreneur, I would say to myself, boy, I'd love to be able to work with this individual, but he's not going to do what I do, and I'm not going to do what he does. So we'd be like two ships that pass in the night in maybe opposite directions. Like, oh my gosh, what a missed opportunity. So I figured that I would always be able to at least hold on to the relationship if I could offer them something. Well, what does every entrepreneur want? Most every entrepreneur wants a way to advertise and promote their business. So when we came up with the Humongous Ads Network, I figured this would be really good. I could then offer something to someone, no hooks, no gotchas, just something I would be able to give a free gift of advertising, free or charge, whatever I chose to do, but a free gift for advertising, and be an excellent opportunity for me to be able to keep in touch with people as well. So for me, the Humongous Ad Network was a little bit like a Swiss Army knife relative to the number of tools you can get in one little device. It was a way to help people, truly help people. If somebody needed work, I could offer them to have an opportunity to, you know, write down who you are, that you're looking for work in the classified section. If you were an employer and you were looking to hire people, just one more avenue where you might be able to hire people, selling a motorcycle, go ahead, put that up there as well. Selling an income opportunity or a business opportunity, you'd be able to do that too. Selling a particular product and service, we could have it all. So that was one of the reasons why we built the Humongous Ad Network, which was a learning curve, of course, because we developed software, customized software, made it easier for people to use. But I also realized the power of that as an integrated marketing principle. IMP is the term that I've learned and adopted for this concept of an integrated marketing practice, or an IMP, integrated marketing principle, that you can use many of the different resources out there, and the Humongous Ad Network is one of those that could be used in this IMP principle. So also this radio show, I always thought of credibility building. So you get a chance to hear my voice. Hopefully, I might slur my speech every once in a while, but that's just because I slur the words together. People playfully say I speak Minglish, so it's the Mingles version of English, so I kind of slur some stuff together, and I'm okay with that. So beyond that, I've also considered myself pretty straightforward, and always a win-win situation. So when I build different tools and different services, I could share with you why we built them, and when they're used the right way, they could become very effective where there's no losers in the equation. Because by my philosophy, if there's any loser in the equation, no deal. Like, no deal, even if you're winning, got to walk away. There should be no loser in the equation. So when we started to do the Building Fortunes radio show, I took a look at that as saying, wow, what an interesting platform. Number one, you could be listening live by calling in. That would be number one. You can call in whenever we do our live segments. And if we're taking questions, you'll be able to voice your questions. But I also knew that it would be able to be recorded and then hosted on the radio show platform that we're using currently. But also that we could have that audio clip in an MP3 format and therefore then be able to put it wherever we wanted. See, we have humongous blogs. We have websites. We have emails. We have a whole bunch of stuff. You have your phone, that if you click on the link associated with an MP3 player, then you'll be able to listen to it on almost any device that you have. And then we learned, of course, through the magic of Apple, iTunes stores, people would be able to listen to these segments all across the world if they chose to. So what incredible reach. If we didn't use something like this or develop something like this, we would be missing out for sure. So back to this concept of this implementation program, we figured that if we had ads and then a radio show and then also our automated email delivery system, so our autoresponder, and then we had our web pages and we have our affiliates and we have a whole bunch of things, we would be able to integrate all of those things. And there's no better integration if you are looking and listening in of saying, I wish I had something like this as well. There's no better integration than to work with our product line. You would expect me to say that, but I've spent the last, so far, 18 years of my life being able to justify that by saying, you're crazy if you don't use some of our services, if you can. Now, there are some people that are listening in that may not be as committed for whatever reason. No form of judgment here. I don't know your situation. You might be doing a whole bunch of other stuff and you just can't devote the time. That's fine. There might be some people that are listening in that aren't as, say, for instance, aggressive. So you have to be a little bit on the aggressive, goal-driven, if you will, sense of urgency, do it now kind of an attitude to get some of these things finished as well. But there are many of you that are listening in that are entrepreneurs. You're hanging with everything that I'm saying relative to the nature of this conversation. And you are saying, Peter, if I had something like this, I'd be able to do this with it, and you'd probably be right. If I could use an example, you'd write it like Seabiscuit. So what would you do if you had all of our tools? So let's kind of combine the Humongous Ad Network with Building Fortunes Radio and other things. I was speaking to a gentleman a little bit earlier today who says, you know, I work with a gentleman who has his own company, and he's in a town, and could you do this for local advertising? And I said, of course. We would take our Humongous Ad Network, and we could use a domain name associated with whatever you wanted to, PennsylvaniaAds.com, I'll just use as an example, or, you know, whatever your local town, ads.com. We have, I'm in Palm Coast, and we had a little fun a couple of years ago with a monkey that got loose in town. So in my entrepreneurial spasms, one day I said, I'm going to go get that domain name, palmcoastmonkey.com. So we have palmcoastmonkey.com. Actually, I think we own thepalmcoastmonkey.com. And I figured, let's use that as a classified site. If I wanted to, we could have a little bit of fun with that one of these days. So after you have your own domain name, then what you'd be able to do is you would be able to, for those entrepreneurs, especially those entrepreneurs that are seeking other people that are like-minded as being entrepreneurs, so what you would be able to do is you'd be able to talk to other entrepreneurs. If I own thepalmcoastmonkey.com as a classified site, and I went into each one of the little stores as I was progressing through my day, if I was out and about, and I asked them if they wanted to do some advertising with a new classified ad site, and I'd refine and polish up my techniques, of course, and give them an opportunity to pay me, a way of generating income as well as residual income because they pay me every month. I could certainly do that as well. And then, or, since it's mine, if I wanted to give something away for free, I could do a two-for-one. I could put your ad in several different places. I could do this and or that or other things. I would be able to really, remember we said, write it like Seabiscuit. I would be able to maximize this product called the Humongous Ad Network. Even if people said, no, not now, I'm too busy, I'd always have an excuse or a reason to come back. I could ask for a business card, so I could write up an ad for them. I could show them. I could take some pictures. We can even do a YouTube video if we choose, because you can do any or all of that inside the content of any ad if you wanted to into Humongous Ads. But it gets so much bigger than that. And the reason why I say that, we're talking integrated marketing principles. Me, in person, could be very powerful, developing the relationships. But also, you would be able to do emails as well. So wouldn't it be kind of neat if you developed an email marketing list that you'd be able to send out things about the Palm Coast Monkey, if I'm going to use that as an example. So you can develop an email broadcasting mechanism, a little bit like a newsletter as well. They say out of sight, out of mind. So therefore, in sight, in mind, you always want to kind of stay in front of them. Even if it's just, hey, he's still there, they'll come to you maybe when they need it. So wouldn't it be kind of neat if you can be in person and then also use the automation like an email? Well, you'll also have it up on websites, not just the classified ad site. You could use it on different websites as well. We have a we have a website builder with one of our domain name templates being like Hot Deals. So you could have hot-deals-today.com, which is one of the domain names, and then you could put different things. So wouldn't that be kind of neat if you were saying to the person that you were asking them to give you their advertising dollars, that we'll make sure for the whole entire week we keep you up and running on hot deals that we're email broadcasting to all of our subscribers as well. And now you can see how that integrated marketing practice is starting to work. You are in person, and you're showing off the different things that you do. You can have email broadcasting, if you will. You can have things on the website. And then, of course, you could also, because you're hosting your own radio show with us, if you have a radio show segment, you can also talk to these advertisers that you could say, how about I do this? I'll give you a 15-minute spot on my radio show, or I'll give you a 30-second spot on my radio show, or a 1-minute spot on my radio show, or a half-an-hour spot on my radio show, or we'll be able to do a special event. You're really only limited by your own level of creativity if you really start to think it through. So I'm going to give you a break and me a break in a second. We're going to do station identification. We'll be right back. You're listening to Peter Mingles. We are on Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com, and you're listening to the Humongous Ad Network segment. Here we go.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or build a sales force, you should check out PM Marketing and Network Leads. Visit www.networkleads.com. For over 16 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, Network Leads can help. To learn more, visit networkleads.com or call 386-385-8679. That's 386-385-8679. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, training, Humongous blogs, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, or their webinar schedule. Networkleads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. Now, back to the Building Fortunes radio show.
Okay, Peter Mingles here. We're talking on Building Fortunes Radio, buildingfortunesradio.com, and we're talking about the Humongous Ad Network. So we came up with the name Humongous, just a little bit of a mental break. We came up with the name, or I came up with the name Humongous, as a result of wanting to do something really big. We have our Phase 2 product line, which then meant by design, I guess we had to have Phase 1. So when I was looking for the name of our next level, we came up with Phase 2, so that's how we got a Phase 1 as well. Then we came up with Phase 3, and then eventually what was I going to do? Have Phase 746? I didn't think so. What we did is I wanted something that would be really big, and I like to have fun, because if you're not having fun and you're not making money, you're probably doing it all wrong, as long as you're helping yourself and lots of other people with no losers in the equation. So I started scribbling down some names and sleeping on it and doing everything else that I usually do when I'm trying to be creative. And then one day I came up with the concept of Humongous. I always like that word because it's a little bit fun to say. But I knew most people wouldn't be able to spell it. And then I also knew that chances are every dictionary word in the dictionary is probably already taken in the .com version. So I said, we're probably going to have to come up with a creative way of doing this as far as that word Humongous. Why don't I spell it like it sounds? Y-O-U-M-O-N-G-U-S. And I said to myself, I hope no one else had the same original thought, because there's 7 billion people on this planet, and I figured maybe somebody had the same original thought of Humongous. So Y-O-U-M-O-N-G-U-S, well, how else would you spell it? And I said, aha, no one has. So I guess that makes me unique in this environment. So what we did was we registered all the versions of Humongous we possibly could, because that's what you do if you want to grab a brand. So when we grabbed that brand Humongous, we started coming up with Humongous ads and Humongous blogs and Humongous movies and Humongous whatever else we're going to make you barely really big. So that's how the name Humongous came out. So we started to do this thing, and then we integrated this integrated marketing principle. You could use, obviously, phone work if you're following up with people. You can visit with people in person. You can deliver email. You can use the internet. And, of course, those mobile devices, everybody's trying to figure out how they can do a whole bunch of stuff on mobile devices. Wouldn't it be kind of neat if you can get them all from one place? So at my company, which is PM Marketing, we have all of these things, and we put them all together so I can explain it to the world on Building Fortunes Radio. So my name is Peter Mingles. If this intrigued you at all and you have that entrepreneurial spirit, or you are an entrepreneur wannabe, and you're willing to go to work and really make it work for you and come up with creative ideas that you'd never even imagined as you go through the evolutionary process of expanding your brain and applying this towards whatever you might be working, you'll see that you could leverage your efforts significantly by using our product line. So on that note, I'm going to sign off for this week. I'm going to say thanks for listening in. I come back every Friday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, and we're going to go back to work because that's usually what I do after I'm done with these calls as well. And we look forward to your business and listening in and everything else we can possibly do as far as helping you. On that note, thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time.
You've been listening to the Building Fortunes Radio Show on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Meagle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segment. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for.